Do you speak any English, Shugo?
Maybe.
So he can introduce himself in English, and then I can do the translate.
All right. Yeah. I noticed that on your CDs, some of the titles. In fact, all the titles are in English, aren't they? So I take it that was your idea, because you do everything. Yes.
Well, mostly, yeah, he comes up with the titles by himself, and maybe... Originally, before he released his first album, he worked on some demos, and at that point, all the song titles were in Japanese. But actually, this indie label based in New York, like American label, got to release his first record. So when he was working on artwork and everything, he decided to change the titles into English so that more people can understand the meaning and all that, to make it more understandable, accessible to Western audiences.
Mm-hmm. I love his music. I really did. And how did I come across music from Shugo? Well, I have a world music program. Mm. And all the Japanese music that I had was very traditional. And I wanted something that reflected modern-day Japan. And I really stumbled accidentally across Exit, I think was the CD that I found. Sort of. Yes. Yeah. And I started listening to it, and I thought, wow, this is amazing. It is really clever, clever music. And you have a great delivery. And the music is really different. And I think it's beautiful, and I think that the next CD, In Focus, is the best. I think it's really wonderful. It's quite different, isn't it? Mm. What did you do extra for In Focus?
Basically, he wouldn't like to remember the creative process for this record, because it was so... he worked so hard on it. It was to the point that it was painful at one point, because this time he really wanted to pursue like the way of his making music, like recording and playing and mixing all the music by himself, and not letting the music heard by anyone by the time it's finished. So it was more so than the time when he worked on Exit. So so he was basically just doing that without even sleeping. So that's how it came up.
From what I understand, you live by yourself, you work by yourself. This sounds very strange. do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Not totally.
Not totally.
So, is she in any way inspirational in your compositions?
He's definitely influenced by his surroundings when he makes music. So it, of course, could include his girlfriend, or, for instance, the three people around him right now. The image of you three people could possibly influence the process of making a song in the future or whatever. And especially he's influenced by his own dreams that he had, and take inspirations from that, like dreams, very often. So in that sense, he's not just bringing out like music just out of himself, but he's influenced by his surroundings.
Oh, yes. I think, did I read that you keep a book beside your bed, and when you wake up in the morning, you write down your dreams?
Yes.
That's supposed to be very therapeutic for psychiatric reasons. I mean, everyone should probably do that. And it takes great discipline, I think. But then you obviously are a very disciplined person for the amount of work you put into these records.
Is it hard live, then, because you create all the music yourself, to then trust people, other people on stage?
Yeah, of course he trusts them as a musicians, and beyond that, you cannot really say if you really trust someone, like even his father or mother. So it's
actually, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Are your parents proud of you?
Oh.
Or do they think this is really strange?
His older brother, and he works for like city government office,
mm-hmm.
and so it's
respectable.
Yeah, respectable, very respectable.
Hey.
So it's in a way it's contrary, you know,
mm-hmm.
to what he's doing. だから。
やっぱ父親とか母親から見たら多分。
So his brother looks very stable in a way, and he's doing his own thing like kind of freely. So to his parents, he thinks that they see him as interesting, you know, like good.
Has Shugo traveled from Japan before?
Yes. Contrast, you know.
All over the world.
Mm. Yeah. Except South America and Africa.
Mm.
There's still some countries to see then, huh?
Of course.
Mm. Yeah. And what about audiences? How do they react in different countries? Where are the best audiences? Who are the most responsive?
One thing he can say for sure is the Japanese audience is the quietest.
Quiet?
Yeah, quiet.
They're polite people, that's why.
Yeah, very quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, so doesn't get like too excited,
uh-huh.
like, yeah, even if he pull off a great show. <He's> clapping. Except for Japan, he doesn't... see that much difference like between this country and another country. The audience is very responsive, and maybe they react the most to the same songs, and they laugh and cheer at the similar points, you know, during the show. So, Tokyo in particular doesn't really react to what it's saying or what it's playing.
They're exhausted.
They're exhausted, too busy. So in Osaka or any other local cities, it's maybe slightly different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo in particular.
Special.
だからまあ東京でうまくいけば多分どこでうまくいくかもしれない。
So maybe when it goes very well in Tokyo, you can do well everywhere else.
Oh yeah. Like if you make it in New York.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. Yeah.
So have you found some good sushi restaurants in Austin?
Ah,意外と寿司が美味しいんですよ。魚がすごく美味しくて、ご飯も美味しいし。
He hadn't expected that much, but he found it really
acceptable.
Yeah, acceptable, and food in general in Austin he had so far is very good. So he liked.
Yeah.
He just had a good barbecue.
Ah.
Summer, and he had a good Mexican yesterday. So he's. He had good Texan cuisine, so he's wondering what he should have next.
Indian, perhaps.
Indian, yeah.
Is there any American bands that you've seen while you're here?
Ah, 昨日だけでも十何バンド見ました
ね。So like, two, more, at least more than 10 bands yesterday alone, and.
And you didn't play any shows yesterday?
Yeah, no, no.
That's fun. You get to go kind of be a fan.
Yeah.
Be a fan of.
How do you decide which band you're going to listen to?
Ah, もう。見たいバンドがいくつかあったんで、まあ、それとそれの間はもうその辺を行き来して、適当に入ったりして。
So he had like maybe a couple bands that he really wanted to see, and so but so in between he was just walking around the streets, and then if he heard some interesting sound, he just went in and heard bits of it.
And you've got a wristband.
Yeah.
Which lets you go in.
Yeah, that's right.
Wrist naked.
Wrist naked. But there are some places which admits like general admission, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any bands in particular? You remember their names?
Richard Thompson and Owai are really good. Tao.
Yesterday, there were like three particularly striking acts he saw. One is Why? Do you know that band?
Why?
Yeah, Why?
Yeah, I was at Russian House.
Yeah,
I was there,
there
too.
Yeah. Great. And also Richard Thompson.
Richard Thompson?
Yeah, Richard Thompson.
The English guy?
Yeah. He just recently released a new album.
No way, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's still like playing electric guitar, sometimes acoustic, but it's really impressive, actually. And also at night he's so. Tao and Get Down Stay Down.
Oh,
do you know her?
Yeah. Tao and, you remember?
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, we are friends with her, so. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very, very much for coming here today.
Thank
really.
You.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Arigato.
Arigato. Yeah. One more thing.